Well, as President Biden touts passage of his bipartisan infrastructure package, he's turning to the Build Back Better Act. The social spending plan aims to boost payments for things like clean energy, health care, child care, and universal pre-K for families. A vote in the House could come as soon as this week, but the bill is facing pushback from critics concerned about its price tag. Right now, it's coming in at $1.75 trillion over 10 years. Joining us now to make the case for it is Democratic Congresswoman Catherine Clark of Massachusetts. She's Assistant Speaker of the House. Welcome.
Oh, so good to be with you. Thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you. And let's start with a congratulations on the infrastructure deal, by the way, because I know it took a lot of haggling to get over the finish line, multiple versions. I wonder if you can articulate how much value listeners across the country who are paying attention right now are going to see in their lives.
It means for communities like mine at home in Malden that we are going to be able to get the lead out of their pipes and have clean water for families. It means that we are going to be able to build out our electric vehicle infrastructure, creating good paying green jobs and working towards climate change. And it means we're going to modernize our ports and our airports that are going to help with supply chain issues people are seeing, as well as our roads and bridges, and making sure that we are getting America moving again.
You know, the roads, bridges, those are some of the sort of classic infrastructure items. I know you take a broader definition of that. You and I have talked about this the last time I saw you in the district. The child care, in your view, is part of infrastructure, for example. And to that end, you've been spearheading provisions in the president's legislation related to the care economy. Those negotiations are ongoing. I'm wondering if you can explain what that would mean for the average family right now as they may be struggling with getting back to work and trying to pay other bills.
Well, let's look at what the average family is facing when it comes to childcare. One, this was a system that operated on the thinnest of margins. And when the pandemic hit, it was devastating. And that means that primarily women, but both parents have been really facing a difficult time finding care to get back to work. And so what this bill will do is help reduce those costs, help expand the availability of childcare, and help raise wages for providers who far too often were unable to care for their own families while they were working full-time caring for our children.
Well, those services will appeal to many, no doubt. But as you know, there are some real concerns about the price tag on the social spending plan. Again, it's known as Build Back Better, and the idea is to tax corporations, increase IRS enforcement. I'm wondering, though, there sometimes is a discrepancy between the cost projection from the White House and the Congressional Budget Office, and we've seen that throw off progress in the past. The Affordable Care Act of 2009 comes to mind. So how confident are you that we as a country can afford everything on this agenda?
You know, this agenda was built from the concerns of American people that President Biden heard out on the campaign trail. And they are firmly in mind as we put these different pieces together to meet this moment of historic challenge. So the other feature about this is that it is fully paid for. So it is not going to add to our deficit going forward. These are high gain investments for the American taxpayer, and there are investments in them, not in the wealthiest Americans, as we saw in the 2017 Republican tax scam. It is investments in the American people.
You say it won't add to the deficit. Could it, though, exacerbate inflation? I mean, prices were up more than 6% last month. Some economists think that some COVID relief packages perhaps have contributed to that inflation. If there's more spending going forward, could that make the inflation problem even worse right now?
This is targeted spending that is aimed at reducing costs. So let's look at some of the inflation drivers. We know what is causing this is the global pandemic. And that is why, you know, this bill is so important to pass at this time of historic challenge. Let's make historic progress for the American family.
I'll note the prominent economist Larry Summers believes it will not aggravate inflation, and we're going to be talking to him elsewhere on the show today about that position. Real quick then, Congresswoman, what's it going to take to get the bill passed in the House this week before Thanksgiving?
Oh, well, I am very confident that we will pass the bill this week We are awaiting some more information from the Congressional Budget Office. And as soon as we have that, we have Democrats eager to deliver for the American people.
And finally, as someone in House leadership, I just want to ask you about this metastasizing controversy surrounding the Republican Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona. This, of course, is over an anime video that depicts him attacking, actually killing the Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. What are your thoughts on that?
This was a horrendous video. It was created and shared by Paul Gosar, and it is the same hate and violence that led to the insurrection. And we say enough is enough. We cannot and we will not accept this dangerous behavior.
That's Assistant House Speaker Catherine Clark, who represents Massachusetts 5th District. Congresswoman, thank you.
Thank you.